realize something. Exclusivity drives curiosity. So I've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes these days, even on my groups. There's so many initiatives that I've launched behind the scenes that didn't even really go on social media. But when we start doing the things and I post them, people will be like, what's going on here? What's happening? So this is going on. I don't know. You know, that exclusivity drives curiosity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Safiya, the medical doctor who doubles as an email marketing expert. In here, I take you behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. You get to see what these amazing individuals have tried that worked and didn't work in email marketing. If you've been curious and like me, you want to know what other people out there are really doing in email marketing, then join me as I go behind the scenes.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Email Marketing Experiments. I'm here with the amazing Eloho of Digital Creator Chick Enterprise. She is a brand monetization and sales funnel strategist. Now, I have to read this line because she has categorically put it out there for every single one of us. And she says, you can call me Eloho or Lucky Eloho, but never call me Lucky. I am popularly known as Digital Creator Chick or DCC. I am the connector. I totally love this and I had to bring it out here. So you guys need to take note of this. Now today she's going to be letting us in on her email marketing secrets. And before we go into today's email marketing experiment, Eloho, first of all, welcome. And I'm not sure you're a coffee or tea person. I was going to go with the angle of movie and books, but I feel like I'll get the answer. So we're going to take a different route today. There are a lot of amazing quotes on your website. What is your favorite quote?
I think my favorite quote or the mantra that I believe in is that rising comes from doing. I would say that's one thing that I really like. And other quotes in addition to that would be, whatever you nurture, you become. You can't become what you've not built over time. And so, yeah, so those are like my two favorite quotes.
I really love them, especially clarity comes from doing, because that has literally been my reality, right? Just the fact that you take the first step, the next step. So that's definitely a super powerful one. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, today we're going to be talking about how it is that you have been consistent with email marketing. You haven't run out of email ideas. Your emails are so powerful back to back. I do read a number of them. I receive all of them. And so we're going to be diving into how to use email marketing to drive community, conversation, and conversion. And so let's get started. Let me ask, so how do you use email marketing today?
How do I use email marketing? For me, I think I use email marketing for everything, really. You know, for mentoring, for community, like you mentioned, for promotional purposes. I use email marketing to sell my products and my services.
That's great. Now, before we dive into this whole consistency thing, because I have seen even the best people suck at being consistent. They could do it for a client. I mean, people who even operate as a service, yeah. They could do it for a client. They could be consistent for other people. But when it comes to like their personal email list, they struggle with seasons of consistency and seasons of inconsistency. There was something you tried out that you shared with us, which is the themed email series. And I was wondering, was there something you faced, a challenge you faced that made you decide that this approach was the way to solve the consistency issue or whatever the issue was?
Yeah, absolutely. I did face like a quite a number of problems. One of them was being consistent, like you said. Then the second one was, you know, knowing what to post. So you cannot just be inconsistent because, oh, you just want to be inconsistent. We all want to show up. You know, I had to like, why am I not showing up with my emails? And I found out that every time I want to write emails, because there was no structure, I was not thinking, oh, okay, I talk about sales funnel, I talk about strategy, I talk about this. Then I will now start saying, okay, what can I write? I'm just researching topics. So there was no direction. Oh, I'm like, okay, this week, let's just write a magazine. Oh, I think I have this product. You know, that was how I was doing it. But sometimes when it's even not time to write, I don't have strength. I don't know what to write. I don't know how to go about it. So it just made me like, you know, let's relax. Let's not send emails today. So it got to that point. I'm like, hello, you have to build a structure around this. So I started with the initial structure where I'm like, okay, I'll send emails these specific days. So I started sending emails on specific days. It worked for a while, but again, I went back, I fell off because again, the issue of not knowing what you sent those specific days was also still there. So I was like, you know what? I need to find a way to do something that will make me not be stuck when it comes to the actual content that I'm going to be delivering to my audience via emails.
Amazing, amazing. And this is a structure that I have seen you in over time because I've been a member of your list as well. So now, let's look at this. You had the problem of consistency, but beyond that, it wasn't just about saying, I send emails Monday, Wednesday, Friday. What exactly were you going to send? And then beyond the sending, we are also looking at the fact that we wanted these emails to actually be results-oriented. So we weren't just sending emails for sending sake, and we weren't just sending emails because we wanted to show up in emails, but we wanted to put like structure and strategy to it. So I'm wondering, can you walk us through how you developed these themes, like when you were coming up with the solution, and how you even came up with the idea of using themed series to, you know what to write and stay consistent?
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Before I got to the part where I started using, you know, themes, I'm like, okay, let me do series and all of that. I think I mentioned earlier that I wanted to create like a structure where, okay, I'm not just showing up Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. I am showing up with substance as well. And I'm going to put whatever thing I'm sharing, I'm able to nurture. So I knew what I wanted. So first is the end goal. I had to first of all understand the end goal that I wanted with my email list. I didn't want it to be like social media. I wanted my email list to feel like they know me. You know, that's you can do it on social media where you feel like they know you. You can do it. But I wanted it to be different. I didn't want to be sharing what you've already shared on social media on the email list. I just wanted to build like two words that were apart and not be able to express myself and just connect with my audience. That was the end goal. Okay, what I'm currently doing, okay, on Mondays, I'll just write emails. I write long thing. The idea, okay, write. When you write, you tell a story, you're not selling site. I was always, you know, doing that, but always, like, it got to a point where I kept feeling stuck. How the idea for the series came about was actually seeing someone. So there's somebody I'm on their email list. They're not even in my niche. Like, they do something entirely. And I saw them do a series. So every Tuesday, they send a particular thing to me. I already knew what to expect. So it was like the something from the series. So it used like the alphabet to do the series. So maybe an advice. And then the other one was like, it used the alphabet to do it, like three of the alphabet. So one advice. I forgot the second one. The third one was like two books, something like that. And so when I saw it, every Tuesday it was consistent because easy for you to think of an advice. And then two books that you're currently reading and or two books that will advise us to read and why. And I found it very fascinating because, and then I'm like, every Tuesday I'm always looking forward to the emails. Oh, okay. What advice will you do today? What books will you recommend? Over time, he has now evolved it from just books to also opportunities and things like that. That's where evolving comes in. But I started to look forward to those emails. And it made me start to think, because I was also at the point where I started, what can I do currently? Like, okay, no, how can I bring this home to my own newsletter where I am doing something that they're always looking forward to every single week? And so I now came up with the BRT series. So BRT series is more like one business advice, one resource, and one two. And so I started doing that every Monday. That was the best series. I saw that every Monday I was now consistent. But other days, I would not show up. Like the other days, I'm supposed to send emails, like Wednesdays and Fridays. I still don't know what to send. But every Mondays, I became consistent. I started getting feedback. People started writing to me like, oh, I'm always looking forward to your BRT series. Oh, okay, we're getting there. So this actually makes it, you know, from them, like, okay, what else can I do another day of the week where I feel like, you know, it makes sense? So, but I'm like, I don't want them to be looking forward to too many series because it sort of like diverts their mind. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? The same way we have been is in the back end, my team and I will know that this is what we are doing. But they will not know, they'll just receive that email. But it will be one style. And so we called it the deep dives, more like case studies. we just look for case studies around topics that has to do with what we do. Maybe it's marketing, sales funnels, online courses. And then we do a deep dive breakdown on them. And so we send, right? But anytime I want to think about emails now, I just sit down and I'm like, okay, what can we do a detailed breakdown on? So I can, you know, look for topics or things that are trending, things that people are talking about that relates to what I address. And then be everything. I'm like, okay, what business advice can we talk about today? Or who have I spoken to this week? What advice can I pick from there? What resource can I share? What tool? Now, it's like my brain, I'm thinking in a very structured direction. I'm not just saying, what will I send today? I'm like, what case study, what detailed launch or trendy stuff that we can break down? You know, my mind is now structured somewhere. What tool, what resource, what advice can I give this week? Because trust me, I give a lot of advice over the week. So I have a lot of advice to give. So it came like really easy. And so that was how I started putting it together. So aside just now coming up with the series, and I created a structure. So they follow the same pattern. The BRT, you give the advice, then you use a story to break down the advice or an analogy. So it just follows the structure. Then you have the resource, you share the resource, and you know, just explain the resource a bit, what the resource is about. Then you share the tool and share why I recommend that tool. Just simple, like to have the advice, the resource, and the tool. Then there's already a structure on how we need that. And it was even easy for my team to also now run with that. So even if when I don't have advice, they can have advice. And then they asked me, what do you think of this advice? I can add my own input. And so they can now run with it, right? So that was how we did that. Like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. So I keep evolving. So before now, I used to send emails like almost 4 times a week. So I got feedback. The emails are too much. So I cut it down. So right now, we only send emails Mondays and Fridays, except maybe we are promoting something. So our email sending days are Mondays and Fridays now. Mondays is BRT every Monday. Deep dives, I spoke with them every because it's a lot. So we now change it to first Fridays and last Fridays. Deep dives are first Fridays and third Fridays. Then second Fridays is talk with DCC. Then last Fridays is now roundup. So more like rounding up everything we've done for the month. So if you meet, you can now see all the detailed breakdown in the round of emails. So at the end of the day, we send 2 emails every week.
2 emails.
And all around the month. The only one that is a visible series is the BRT, and then the other ones are not visible. People may know. That's, you know, knowing, but it's not longer a lot, and it's not easy to just be able to create these emails. And then another beautiful thing that I started incorporating now is at the beginning of the month, we get topics. So we brainstorm at the beginning of the month. So for BRT, 4 BRTs in a month, what are 4 topics that we're going to handle? For deep dives, what are 2 deep dive topics we're going to use for that month? Talk with DCC, just send emails to say, ask me something. Round up, just round up the entire month. So the day, in a month, we're just thinking about 6 emails that we really need to put our energy in. And so it's been effective. Aside, if we're launching something, we can now send more emails.
Wow. Wow. This is super amazing. And I'm just thinking, how long did it take you from, you know, trying this out and saying, okay, it's beginning to work, to figuring out this whole structure? Because somebody can see this today and be like, you know what? I love what you're doing. I want to try it out. And then they begin to think, okay, how long will it take me? Because, okay, maybe they may not have like the idea, or they may have like 3 ideas they want to test out. So just for context, I'm wondering, how long, rough estimate, did it take you to go from that first BRT where you had this idea and it's like, let's try this, to what it is that you're doing today?
I think we started BRT in 2024. Let's say towards, was it March? So let's say roughly, things got really stabilized. By the time we were already in like June, it was already stabilized. So let's say a few months. So again, we keep evolving our emails. Before now, we send emails Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Sometimes on Saturdays too. It was too much. So I spoke to a couple of people like, oh, I used to read your emails, but now I'm just saving them for later because it's a lot in the week. So I said, like, okay, how can we make sure that the emails are not a lot, but at the same time, we are still, you know, impacting and giving value? And that was how we're like, okay, let's reduce it to 2 times a week. And so we keep evolving it over time and over time. And so here we are today, 1 year later.
That's exciting. Congratulations on that. Congratulations on that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm wondering, right? So these emails are super valuable. I mean, there's the BRT, the advice, you have the resource, you have the tool, then you have deep dive. So I see a lot of value-packed resources for these people. But then I'm wondering, with email marketing, you want to build community, you want to drive conversations, but you also want to go for the conversions as well. So how do you mix the value-driven content and the selling content? How do you integrate it to ensure that you're not doing one and leaving out the other and everything is ongoing?
Okay. So in the beginning, when we started the BRT newsletter, it was just pure value. We're not really selling because we're test running. You know, people will be turned off when you try to sell, especially when you're just test running. So we're just pure value. So we give the advice, give the results, and we give the tool. Then over time, again, evolving. You have to think of different ways to ask, okay, how can I incorporate what I'm selling in a certain way? So what we now do now is give the advice, and there's a product that aligns with the advice that we've given. We incorporate it. So let's say, for example, we say, okay, clarity comes from doing, right? Let's use that quote. And that's an advice. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what you need to do. Don't just sit down with your idea waiting for it to all come. You get, and then we write about that, we tell a story and all that. I'm like, then after we tell the story, I'm like, okay, you can also learn more by reading the Brand Clarity Handbook. So there's no pressure. So like after you read it and it feels that it resonates with you, you now get like, oh, read the Brand Clarity Handbook, we can get a copy here. Or sometimes we can incorporate it in the resources. So let's say we don't have any resource, we could just give our blog post, or we could recommend a product as a resource that aligns. So let's say we talk about our clarity stuff. We can now move it to the resource. Okay, one resource I'm going to recommend to you today is the Brand Clarity Handbook. This handbook will help you do this and this. You can check it out with this link. Then we go to the tool and then we do the tool, right? So that's how we've now been able to, in the beginning phase, we're not incorporating stuff, but now we now incorporate the things that we sell in between them. But we do it in a very subtle way that it doesn't feel like selling at all. It just feels like you're reading something, feel like to bite no while and move on to the next thing. But the most important thing is that you are seeing it. Then another beautiful thing that all my newsletter comes with a footer that sends you to my product and how you can work with me. So even if I send you a value newsletter that I'm not selling, by the time you scroll to the bottom, you say, okay, if you want to work with me, connect. Oh, thanks for reading from us. This is how you can work with me. Connect with me on Instagram, just in case. You get, that's also another form of, so the idea is to get people to just be familiar with the things that we do and the products and services that we sell. Then for the deep dive, we just tell the story, you know, breakdown. At the end, we always refer you to our one-on-one services. Usually the deep dives are more in-depth, so they're all connected to our one-on-one services, right? So say that the funnel, if we did a deep dive that leads to a funnel survey, let it to that. If it's to a one-on-one session, you book a one-on-one session with me. That's how our deep dives have always been. Because after you go through the breakdown, you feel like, this is really valuable. You want something like this for yourself. You want us to be able to look at your own strategy and create something. You can book a one-on-one call with me, or you can get this particular service. That's how the deep dives has been. So that's how we incorporate selling in a subtle way. The talk with DCC, we don't incorporate selling. We just tell you, like, ask us questions, send me any message, send me any concern. Then the roundup, we incorporate everything. Both all the emails that you've missed, product that we have selling, and the ones that are coming up. So now, those are emails that we send Mondays and Fridays. In the other days that we are not sending emails, we send promotional emails if we have things to push. So the way we do it in the DCC brand, every month we have, like, the key things that we really need to promote, or sometimes we might have a freebie or an offer that we are pushing. We now move the audience from where they are and segment them. So let's say you're in the generalist, you're receiving general email, and we have an offer, and that offer, we've created a freebie for that offer. We don't just assume that everybody's interested in that offer. So we move them from the general list and move them to the flow of that freebie. I use it to push that particular offer. That way, we're able to segment them from still the general list and to the offer. Are we still going to send the offer to the general list? Yes, we will. We send the offer to the general list, but we still move people who are interested by using the freebie to move them to a new segment and then nurture them through that segment. And also in the future, when we need to set things that are tailored to, let's say, courses, we know that we have a particular segment that are really interested in courses. the one that are interested in clarity, we have a specific segment like that. And our audience are intertwined. Some of them are in all the segments. Some of them are just in one segment. And eventually over time, they keep moving and keep switching segment, but that's fine. So yeah, so that's how we're able to find the balance.
Wow, I love it. And guys, first of all, if you want to also receive these resourceful newsletters and emails, and you want to see her email series in action, I'm going to be dropping the link in the description of the particular session in the show notes, just so that you can get to read it, see it in action, experience it, and also benefit from the BRT newsletter and all the deep dives that they are going to be doing both now and in the future. And you took me to something that I was going to talk about, because you talked about the way your emails are structured. And it's one thing that has stood out to me particularly. You have your banner. You use a lot of formatting in terms of like bold, bullet, numbering, and spacing. And then when you come to the bottom, right, it just seems like part of it. Well, it's actually a strategy. You have connect with me on Instagram that shows like, I think, 8 squares or 6 squares of like your recent posts. You have a link to your social media. Then at the same time, you also have visit our store, visit our product store. And then you have like another image again. And all this is like after the initial email, you have no thank you, your footer with your email and all of that. And you just have this image that has some of your products and it says visit our store. Then you have this other image again that has some of your posts and you say connect on IG, right? And I'm just wondering, when you were doing this, was it something you tested out because of the series, or it was something you did in terms of evolution that you saw was working well and so you left it?
So one of my philosophies in business is this: everyone is a win, right? So if I can't win you to buy from me, I can have to do something else. Actually saw it first. And some of the time that I joined, I think one American also. It's not as extensive as my by the way. I just saw at the end, you just click here to do this, click here to do that. So me, and I said, okay, let me make my own pictorial. That's where your own creativity comes in. So I put my pictures and all of those. I've even updated the footer now, put fresh pictures and make it finer. So I saw that and I was like, oh, this is smart. This is genius. So I'm like, what will it cost me if I don't put it? If I don't put it, it means that you will not see my product. But if I put it, what will I lose? I'm not losing anything, right? So if I put it there, you can go there. People have found me from there. They just land on my website, go through my website and do all of those stuff and show interest. Some of them book calls. That way, you're able to see my product. That, even if you're sending an email where I'm not selling you anything and you're just finding me for the first time, you can see all my products and all my services in action, right? You can see them. I'm like, okay, I don't have the money right now. Let me go and prepare myself, or let me go and do this. And it just helps us know that, okay, well, I'm not here to play. This person is actually running a business and things like that.
Yes, very important. Now, there was something you said earlier that I want to pick up. You mentioned that in coming up with this idea, one of the things you wanted to do was to differentiate in the sense that the content going to emails is different from that going to social media, right? So in using this series, how were you able to differentiate? Because the way I see it is amazing stuff that you could also say, I did this deep dive. You know, there's this thing where you do this piece of content or email and you feel like more people need to see it. And so you want to put like on your other platform. So how were you able to differentiate so that this stays as email only? And then maybe this is what goes to social.
So before now, right, I tried to, you know, bombard my audience everywhere. When I'm doing things on Instagram, I'm going to emails to disturb them. If I'm doing things on emails, I'm coming to Instagram to say, oh, you've got a mail, go and read this, go and do that, join my newsletter to read from me. But then I later realized that, to be honest, that didn't work for me, because I started getting people into my newsletter just because, oh, they want to see the fancy thing that I'm writing. They want to see the emails that I'm writing. Oh, I send you valuable things here. I realized that for me, when I bring people into my newsletter based on an offer, or based on a freebie, something they're already expecting that leads to a particular product or service, it works better, because now they came in with the mindset of getting something or buying something, right? Do I have on my website the link to join my newsletter? Yes. Like again, I mentioned that I have the mindset of win and win. So why shouldn't I have the link to my newsletter on my website? I don't lose anything if I do it. But if I don't do it, there are some people that may not enter. But then I realized bringing my newsletter to my Instagram just makes everything cluster. There's no exclusivity. So you're like, if you post it on email, you still come and post it on IG. So what's the difference? So people don't feel any exclusivity. But right now, what is going on my email list? People don't know. People on my email list feel like they are closer to me. They know me more. I share things with them there. On Instagram, they know me on another level. The same way my WhatsApp guys also feel like they know me in another level. So it's like different levels of access. So the email guys have more level of access. They get access to a lot of things first, even before the IG. And so I just feel like that exclusivity makes people also want to join the newsletter. And yeah, basically, there are some things that I share across board, especially for social media. And there are some messages that if I share it on email, I'm like, oh, this is really good. So I bring it in another format and explain it on content, but I don't specifically say, oh, and my email list, I did this. Nah, you get my point. So like the talk with DCC, for example, when they send me questions, I answer them via email. I can take a screenshot of that question, turn it into a post and use my answer as a caption. But I will not say, oh, this is my email. It doesn't really matter where I got the question from. You on Instagram just saw that I put a question there and I gave you the answer. That's what matters. So I don't need to say, oh, somebody on my email list asked me this. I don't need to say that. Because I realized something. Exclusivity drives curiosity. So I've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes these days, even on my groups. There's so many initiatives that I've launched behind the scenes that didn't even really go on social media. But when we start doing the things and I post them, people will be like, what's going on here? What's happening? So this is going on. I don't know. You know, that exclusivity drives curiosity. And so that's the idea for me.
Exclusivity drives curiosity. That's another take-home quote for all of us here. So now let's talk results and data, right? You've been doing this for 3 months to 1 year. And I want to know, what kind of impact have you seen using this same theory? What kind of impact have you seen from running the VRT deep dives in terms of maybe your open rates, click rates, or even the sale?
The BRT emails really have good open rates because people are looking up to advice Zelle share or what tools. So if you don't open it for the advice, you open it for the tools. Because I'm always sharing like exciting tools or new tools that I found. You know, so if you don't open it for the advice, Zelle leave advice for what tools are you sharing this week? So the open rates have improved. When we started, we were doing 30%, 17%. Then it has grown to 20, over 20, sometimes up to 30% open rates. So because people are opening for different reasons. The deep dives as well also have like really high open rates because it's a breakdown. So they are excited about the breakdown. Yeah, but what affects the deep dive? Because the deep dive is not a public series. Sometimes is we have to be very strategic with the subject line so that they know that this is something that will give them value. They know that it's a case study because we don't say deep dive. But I know that over time, as I receive our emails, people who pay attention would have now known that there's a particular kind of emails that comes every Fridays and the ones that comes on Mondays. And so it has improved over time. Yeah. So those emails even get more open rate than our normal promotional emails. When we are sending promotional emails, they have better open rates. So that's why I said we're still selling those emails in a subtle way because, again, win-win mindset. We have to win in every way. So, yeah.
Very important. You have to win. Now, you mentioned that the series have helped spark conversation and build community around your email list. So, was it something you sought out to do intentionally, or was it an effect you saw from being consistent with the email series?
I think in the beginning, I mentioned that I wanted to launch all my list. I wanted them to interact and also, of course, sell my products. That was the goal. That was why I kept looking for solution. That's why you saw that I no longer send emails Monday to Fridays. Before, I send emails Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 4 times in a week. So when I started, I always asked for feedback over time. And I realized it's not about sending emails 4 times in a week that nobody's reading. It's about sending emails that people will really read. So it's something that I had always wanted. How do I really build this community? It gladdens my heart when people will come to my WhatsApp. I'm like, oh, hello, I received your email, but I have a question. Some of them might not find it, you know, exciting to reply to me in emails. But for the fact that you saw the email and the email triggered you to send me a message on WhatsApp, says a lot, right? Or it triggered you to message me on Instagram. It has a lot to tell that the emails are actually working, right? So yeah, so that's it for me.
Love it. Now, moving forward, if somebody wants to implement this today, what would be your top 2 to 3 tips for somebody that is looking to start doing their own themed email series?
The first tip is don't be like me. That's number one. Yeah, because everybody be like, oh, hello, I did one business advice, one tool, resource. Before I came up with that, I ensure that it's something that aligns with what my audience would want, right? So you have to make sure that the series you will come up with is something that aligns. You don't need to go and do your own, and you can go and do, you know, say AYZ. It may not work for your audience, right? Don't just do that because, remember, I said I got the idea from somebody who shares like book, who shares like an advice, and then I can't remember what the other thing is. So, but at the end of the day, I saw it. I'm like, okay, this looks interesting. What kind of series can I create that aligns with my audience, that my audience can really, you know, get? So that was one. So number one is make sure that you're looking for a series that you can keep up with, number one. And then number two, something that aligns with your audience. That advice, I think that's two advice now. Then the third one is evolve over time. Again, that's why I say I like that quote. Clarity comes from doing. We've evolved the BRT newsletter, the series over and over, like the structure, I mean, right? Don't just stay stuck. Evolve the structure as you go. And how do you evolve? By listening to feedback. Listen to your audience. Look at your open rates. Look at your click-through rates. These things will help you to know if it is working. I think that now leads me to the final point. Be patient. When I started a BRT series, it's not working like that. Like, I, not like it was not working. I was not seeing that it was working like that. I was like, you know what? We will stick to this thing until we find a way. So that's how I started evolving. And then over time, people like, oh, I read your BRT series. And I always expect them like, okay, the first time someone told me that, I was like, this thing is working now, it's working now. That was when I confirmed that it was working. Because in my mind, I felt like, oh, it wasn't working. But like, you know what? I had to be patient. You get? So I've been doing this consistently for over a year now. But we've evolved. So when I do it for like a month, 3 months, the first 2 months, we looked at the statistics. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's switch a little things. Let's switch how we write the subject line, even though it's BRT. Let's start making the subject line fun. So the way the BRT series is, like I said, is an obvious series. So it always has BRT in the subject line first before the actual thing that they need to expect in the emails, right? So yeah, those are like the four things. So number one, make sure it aligns with what you're doing and it's something that you can keep up with. Then also be open to innovation, evolve. Don't just stay stuck. Start with the initial idea and keep evolving it. Then get feedback, pay attention to, you know, the statistics, what your audience are saying, and then evolve from there. And then also be patient. Patience is a virtue this edition.
Very important. Very important. Now let's turn this question the other way around. We have looked at the things that someone looking to start should look at. Are there common mistakes that you notice that people trying to start can make, and how can they avoid them?
Common mistakes that people who are looking to start, how can they avoid them? The first thing I would say is start with one first. Remember, I said I started with BRT, and then over time, before I started another series, stay consistent. Let's say at least a couple of weeks, let's say 2 to 3 or 4 weeks. Have one series that is just that is a series, right? Start with one first because you might want to be in that, like, oh, let me create plenty series. You create all the series and oh, a lot of series works. Start with one series first, build on it, and then you cannot have another series, right? Another mistake to avoid is, it's not about sending plenty emails, to be honest. You can send one email in a week and 4 emails in a month and you are good. You will still get the same result as somebody who is sending 1 million emails. I told you guys how I was sending 4 emails in a week. That means in a month, that's 16 emails minus promotional. Over time, started watering down the quality of the content. And now I send only 2 emails in a week. Except maybe we are launching something, like I said, then we can now send more. So that one is no longer a problem. Right? So if I'm not launching anything, 2 emails in a week and we are good. So don't try to send plenty, let them be their faces. You'll bring their faces and they will put you in. Don't use personal photo spam. Yeah, so you have to be very careful with that. So those are like the top 2 things that I can think about. Because when you're starting, those are like the things you want to worry so much about and you may want to make mistakes doing.
All these are super important. Now, guys, you have heard so much about using themes, building an invisible and visible series. But most importantly, you have heard about all the different communities that she has talked about so far. She has talked about the email list. She has talked about those in the WhatsApp group and how she interacts with them at different levels. Now, it's important to know that if you want to receive the PRT letters, like I've told you, then you need to go to the show notes. You will see it linked right there so you can see everything. But if you want to go a step further and also join her close WhatsApp group, the Grow Community, where you have access to connect, get support, growth, both personally and professionally, by accessing collective strategy, training, resources, collaborations. I'm a member of that community. And so I know every single thing that I have gained from it, from the mini challenges we do in there to the celebrations and the kind of deep conversations that we have behind the scenes. It is something for you. And I want to invite you to become an ally, right? If you're a member of that community, you're an ally because you step into a world of boundless opportunities, powerful support, and of course, a thriving community to help you soar. So if you want to join the Grow Connect and you want to receive the BRT letters, go ahead to the show notes. The links are there for you. We have the growconference.co /DGC. And then we also have the link to the BRT letters that you can start receiving them from right now. Everything that we have said so far will become practical and real because you get to see it in action. Now, as we move further, I have a couple of more questions for you. So, what is one email metric you cannot live without?
One email metric that I cannot live without. So, click through it more like, say, people who click through, not just people who just tap on the link. So, link clicks is like tapping on the link, like tap, tap. Click through it is you actually click through and let the email to land on the page, I think, yeah.
All right. So, the click-through rate has it for this one. Now, you mentioned doing storytelling and all of that and promotional emails. So, I'm going to ask, direct selling or storytelling in emails, which do you prefer?
Na collabo, le, le, le.
Okay,
I would say
okay.
They both have their own purpose. And so, I like both. There are sometimes I'm just like, guys, we are not talking too much. Just sell. But again, I would put storytelling at the top over direct selling. So, but just that the stories will be intertwined. And yeah, but again, I would say both of them, they come hand in hand for me.
Okay. So I was also going to ask you long or short emails, which work better. But I feel like I'm about to get another song for this one. Because I noticed you do more of longer
emails. Yeah, long emails for me. I would choose long email. If I want to say something small, I'll just go and post it on Instagram or send a one-mission message.
Okay, so long emails it is. Now, when writing subject lines that get opened, what's your best tip that you want to give to somebody to ensure they write a subject line that actually gets opened?
The first thing I'm going to say is start paying attention to subject lines, because when a subject line makes me open, or let's say I get a notification on my phone, I see a subject line, I go up to open, I'm like, why did I open this? Like, what did this trigger in my head? And that's the answer. That's the tip that I want to give you. Like, so how I do my stuff is, I write the whole email first, then I come up with the subject line. Other times, I write the subject line, write the whole email, then I go back to subject. But after writing the whole email anyway, I look at the subject line and I'm like, what's this? Is this triggering something? Is this making me want to open? So there are different techniques that they say about subject line, you know, drive curiosity. It could be urgency. It could be like a fact, like making a fact or making a claim about something. But if you're making a fact, for example, that's fact that you're making. Is it making people want to be like, ah, do I agree with this fact or not? Let me go and read what this person is going to say. So sometimes a combination of everything. That's why I said that it's all about asking, what does it do to you? What does this subject line do to you? So if I see a subject line, Most of my subject line are based on my personality. So when my team writes a subject line, I'm looking at it. Subject line will not make me open any email. So I'm like, subject line will not work. And most often than not, I've been correct. Yeah, so that's it for me. I always ask, does this trigger me to want to open this?
I love it because I feel like that's the question you have to ask. Does this make me want to open? Does this make me want to click? Is this interesting enough to make me read it? I love the fact that you ask questions at every point. Everything, you're taking feedback, you're implementing, you're running with it. That's so powerful because some people think it's just about doing and then they stop there.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can also go a step further to optimize by getting feedback and then using that to evolve, That's so powerful. And it's something that I want our listeners to take note of. Now, before we wrap up this session, is there any project, initiative you're excited about that you'd like to share with our listeners? And where can our audience follow you or learn more about your work?
Okay, let me start with the last question. Where can you find me? Connect with me. Digital Creatorship, digital, then creator, and then chic, C-H-I-C. Chic without the K. Anyways, you can find me on Instagram. I'm more active on Instagram. From there, you can connect with me everywhere else. I'm actually doing a lot of exciting things. Recently, I'm launching a new company, doing a lot of other things and all of that. But I would say that the one that's most exciting right now for me is, all of them are exciting, to be honest, but let me pick one. The one that's very exciting is the Grow Conference. So it's a conference I've been doing for 5 years. It's going to be the fifth year where we bring business owners, marketers, founders, creators together to learn how they can, you know, build amazing businesses, create amazing products, take those products to market, and just do amazing stuff with their businesses and as an entrepreneur and also as marketing professionals. And we do it every June, every year. And this year, again, we're doing it again in June. And I'm super excited about June. So that's something exciting that I'm working on.
And I'm excited about it because last year I was at the Grow Conference, and this year is even bigger. We're expecting more people. And the theme of the Grow Conference, which I will leave you to find out because everything will be linked in the show notes, is something that is so dear to my heart since the beginning of this year. So I can't wait for the Grow Conference 2025. So once you join her community, you will get every single detail there is about the Grow Conference, so you don't miss it. You can join virtually from anywhere in the world.
Absolutely.
Physically, if you are here in the country. And it is, I mean,
if you're here in Nigeria, in the country Nigeria.
To discover it, yes, in the country Nigeria. Lagos, Nigeria, to be very precise.
Exactly.
Feel free to fly in and join us.
You can fly in as well.
Conference
all over. You can fly in.
Because definitely. Because the Grow Conference 2025 is unlike anything you have seen and will see. And I promise you, because I experienced the last one and I have seen things that are going in for this one, so we are going next level. Now, there are a lot of things that have been said, but key takeaways I want you to pick up is the fact that you evolve. I don't know if you noticed that she kept using that word. You try something, you evolve. You start from somewhere, you evolve. Then clarity comes from doing. You could see it in everything she said, right? So in your email marketing, depending on the angle you want to go, just start, do it, and then it begins to get clearer. There are so many more key takeaways, but I leave you with this particular two. Now, don't forget to follow her on Instagram at Digital Creator Chic or other social media platforms. And sure, let me even give you a tip. If you Google Digital Creator Chic, she is the only person that you're going to see.
Yes, posting me on
the Google community.
Yes,
she is the only person you're going to see. If you're not sure how to find her, Google Digital Creator Chic. All her social profiles will pop up, and you can see all the amazing things she's doing, she's building, and you can connect with her and also learn from her wealth of wisdom. It has been amazing having you here, Eloho, and thank you so much for doing this with us. Guys, don't forget to follow, share, subscribe to Email Marketing Experiment. Until next time, continue to think it, test it, and share it. Because in here, that's what we do. As you can see, with everything we have shared today. Thank you so much, Eloho. It's been good having you here.
Thank you for having me.